Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 in Good Amateur Practice. This South Cars server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control actually for this session is myself. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And my location is Port St. Lucie. I haven't checked the temperature, but it's probably about 70, probably not even 70. But very cool this evening. Prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, that's always a great thing. Do we have anyone celebrating a birthday, either this week, last week, maybe this upcoming week, or maybe tonight, that'd like to come aboard? All right, we don't have any birthday stations at this point. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. I do want to advise everyone that this net is being recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast, and all stations participating will be part of that recording. I want to welcome everyone this evening to our Happy Birthday of South Cars celebration. But before I begin, I actually want to read you a poem that was sent to me by our one and only Bill, VE3MEW, and I want to share this with you. So let me take a short break. In 2007, SCARS VOIP came to be. Now it is worldwide from sea to sea. Volunteers devoted their time. The net grew like a healthy vine. A program was developed called Outreach. Some volunteers were recruited to teach. New folks stepped up like a scout troop, passed their exam and joined the South Cars group. Worldwide camaraderie is the mandate each day. We check in and have something to share and say. If you don't join us, Miss Kathy may kick up a fuss. KY6V is the king of the show. He's quick on his feet and sure not slow. So now we defer to Captain Gord. All we ask is for you to come aboard. So with that, I'm going to actually welcome you this evening. I'm very proud to be here and your moderator for this South Cars VOIP special session. It's a special occasion this evening. Tonight marks the end of the sixth year for South Cars VOIP and opens the door for continued growth as we start into our seventh year. Therefore, our South Cars TIN hour this evening is in celebration of the seventh birthday of VOIP of South Cars. We have assembled tonight some of the founding fathers and those during the course of this adventure that made it all happen. We will be discussing how it started, why it started, what some of the mountains that lay in the way, and further how we climbed these mountains with the staff and membership that became involved. Our first guest speaker tonight will be Gordon, KY6V, who played a very special part in VOIP, followed by those who stood tall, gave their time, their energy, their talent, and their commitment. Gordon was a member of the founding team. Let me pause for just a moment. Gordon was a member of the founding team. He was a retired net manager, currently chairman of the board of directors, and a great advisor. Gordon resides in Southeast Florida, so at this Point Gordon, hopefully you're ready, KY6D. Would you be kind enough to start our program this evening? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. KY6D, please come aboard.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. Good evening to everybody. And thank you for joining us. We are here tonight, as Kathy has mentioned, to celebrate the ending of our sixth year of operation for the South Cars VOIP operation and the start of the seventh year. You will be hearing from a number of key players during the next hour who were there when it all started. You know, help to get us pointed in the right direction and stand tall this evening in the realization that the effort has paid off. My part this evening is to explain how we started, why we started, and when we started. So let me reset the timers here. Basically speaking, it was in late October of 2007 that Ron Halderman, WA4HWN, and Bill Morris, WD5KAE, and I decided it was time to introduce a digital interest into our South Cars family. This was prompted by several factors. First, our membership of some 6,500 at that time. Now, I might add, 10,752 on the HF side, needed some relief on our crowded 7.251 frequency. Secondly, realizing that a fair portion of our membership was already in some way dabbling with various forms of digital communication or computer-type activities, prompted us to move in the direction of a VOIP program. A proposal was drafted and submitted to our net manager, Mr. John Bostic, WB4GOV, who in turn gave us permission to proceed on October 28, 2007. From this point, November found us concentrating and formulating a website for the digital side of South Cars, December being involved in advertisement in the form of mass email publications, daily announcements on our HF nets, along with flashing advertisements on our websites. Let me buy a nickel, please. An early enrollment was initiated in December of 2007 for those that wished to join the new operation, and VOIP membership numbers were pre-assigned prior to the first scheduled net in January of 2008. Our first net ran at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, January the 5th, 2008. It was scheduled for an hour and actually lasted for 3 hours and 35 minutes and had 102 stations participating. From this beginning, and now viewed 7 years later, we now sponsor 3 hourly nets on Saturdays, Sunday Rag Chew Net, and a TIN open forum once a month on Thursday with very special programming during our TIN. Our Global Family Hour and our Sunday Rag Chew, and change the name of the formerly Eurasia Net to the Saturday South Cars Intercontinental Net. Interspersed through the year are major classes for the International Morse Code, the Technician, the General, the Extra, which normally takes place when in session on Sunday and Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our membership in the past 72 months has doubled and tripled. Today we have a VOIP membership of 3,266. HF, as previously mentioned, has 10,752 for a grand total for South Cars of 14,018 non-dues paying members. Let me buy another nickel. So with all of this said, I'm very pleased to be with you tonight and also pleased to be standing tall with colleagues and friends that will be addressing you this evening. Please keep in mind that it is the membership, the NCS staff, the administration staff, the hospitality staff, and our board that have made all of this happen. With this dedication and effort on the part of those mentioned, this new year of 2015 will continue to grow. So thank you for your time. With that, back to our Master of Ceremonies and one of our guest speakers for this evening, Kathy. This is KY6V, back to K6SUN.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for the start of the VOIP celebration, and thank you for sharing with us this evening. Please stand tall. I may be calling on you throughout the program this evening for additional input, and maybe some of those changes that have taken place. But before we go on, we want to hear from you. If you're one of our NCSs, if you're one of our staff, if you're one of our members, maybe you can tell us how it feels to be part of South Cars. If you were an NCS, how did it feel that very first time you ran a net in over the years? So we want to hear from you on your thoughts on VOIP South Cars. So with that, I'm going to throw it out to the general membership listening this evening and see who wants to come aboard.
Juliet Alpha Kilo.
Lima Victor Quebec.
One India.
Golf Mike Romeo.
November Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Well, you know what? That is a super start. And all of you have been a major part of the success of South Cars, the VYP part of South Cars. And actually, I'm going to list these names and read them off to you. K4JAK and LVQ, MM3LVQ, they were part of a very exciting part that used to be called the Eurasia Net. And actually, LVQ was the very first section manager. And when he stepped down, Jack, I believe, took over. So I'm looking forward to see what they're going to tell us. One India is actually my partner when we run a net, and a very good part of our board. GMR, another NCS, and NFF, another NCS. And I'm not, can't remember, but I think you two may be running the session this weekend. So thank you all for being here. Let me start first with a fellow Floridian. K4JAK and Jack actually driving by your house this evening. I didn't see whether the two white cars were there or not, so I wasn't sure you were home or not. So thanks for being here tonight, and what would you like to share with us? How did it start with you? How did you become a member? How did you become an NCS? And actually, it was your encouragement that got me to be that NCS. So talk to us tonight, Jack.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and good evening, South Cars. Wow, what can I say? South Cars had quite an impact as far as my amateur radio went, or is going, or however you want to look at it there. I got my ticket in 08, March, I do believe, was when the first ticket came in, March of 08. So I was right there at the start, basically, of when South Car started rolling and getting going, and Mr. Six Victor sure did, old Silver Tongue Devil there sure has a way of talking you into doing things, you know. He got me my 15 minutes of fame, and man, started running the net, and I'm going to tell you what, it was Katie bar the door from there. At the time, unemployed, so I was here, had plenty of time, you know, to do what needed to be done, but what can I say? It's been a great experience. I've enjoyed it. I truly have. I've gotten a chance to talk to people from all over the world, all different types of people, and it's great. It really is. I've definitely enjoyed it, and let me let it drop here a second. You know me. I'll run on and let it cut me off. All right, yeah, and as far as Eurasia, yeah, we did take the reins there as a second one to run the EurasiaNet when it was on, and definitely enjoyed it. Many a good conversation there with Slav and his family over there in Russia, and even had a few instances there where when his son Slav was in school, that I get up so early in the mornings here. As most of you know, I'm up usually at 2 o'clock in the morning to start the day, and with the time difference there in Russia, he'd be in school, so they would get a hold of me since I was on the air, and we discussed amateur radio and this and that with the classroom over there. So I found that very interesting. I definitely did enjoy that. Let me hand it back to you there, Kathy, and I think we both helped each other out there. We used South Cars to improve ourselves as far as license classes also. So, yeah, it's definitely been good to us. We definitely can't complain about it at all. Happy birthday, South Cars. K4JAK back to K6SUN.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. And, you know, actually, I became a ham 2008. I believe it was June. I'm not sure how I came across the South Cars, but I'm going to talk a little bit about that as well. But you're right. I remember going down to take my general there in Fort Pierce at the radio club. You were there taking your extra. I believe it was your extra. And so we've had that experience, and we've had, personal experience as well. I live very close to where I teach school, so I go by your house all the time. And actually, the other day when I went by there, Sharon was standing outside, and I actually was going to toot the horn but didn't want to scare her. But thank you for being here tonight, Jack, because, yes, this is a very important part of our lives. It has been for about 6 to 7 years, and I often think if it hadn't been for South Cars, I would never have met Gordon. So we're wanting to celebrate the birthday and South Cars. So hopefully you'll stay connected and share more information with us. And once again, it was actually you who got me started to be an NCS when you told me I had a nice voice. So with that, I'll break with you, and I'm going to pick up Mr. Scotland. MM3LVQ. First of all, Mr. Scotland, I want to tell you we received your calendars. I'm not sure if Gordon had told you that. I have taken mine to one of my school locations, and we have one hanging here right in the radio room. So thank you so much for that. So, Mr. Scotland, what can you tell us about your time as an NCS, as a section manager, your membership in South Cars, and when can we get you back to run a net? We miss hearing you. So MM3LVQ, please come aboard.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Mike Freeling of Victor Quebec, West Central Scotland aircraft. Going back to, for the 6 years, as far as I can remember, his name was Tom. T4, I kind of remember the rest of his call sign. We were chatting on Echolink one day, and he asked me if I was a member of SCARS, and I went, no. I said, what SCARS? And he told me all about it, and Saturday morning I called in. Checked in, registered, and quite enjoyed it at the time. And then Mr. Gordon, as usual, as Jack said, well, let's put it another way. Gordon could sell sand to the Arabs, and he asked me to be an NCS, and I went, I don't know nothing about it. So anyway, we went through the schooling as usual, enjoyed it, had a good little couple of laughs now and then. And I became an NCS. Did a couple of programs, and then next time I was asked to be the Eurasia Net came up, and I was asked to do the Eurasia Net. And boy, I'll tell you, I really enjoyed it. I do miss it being an NCS, but as the old saying goes over here, you don't argue with the shack manager. If he says jump 20 feet, you don't jump 20 feet, you jump 60 feet. I was enjoying myself, as I said. You raise your nets and everything else. And she wanted to do her shopping on a Saturday. And that put kind of hands on it. So I had to resign as an NCS. I've got no regrets of joining Southcars. I've met a lot of people. I've even got the t-shirt and the cap. I don't know if Gordon can remember organising it for me along with somebody else. But I got both of them. And I have enjoyed myself for the last 6 years. The only time I miss Scars is I'm going to drop it. The only time I miss Scars is if I land up in hospital. Any other time I'm here 24/7. I flick off and on and I really do enjoy it. I couldn't miss Scars. It's part of my life now. And I will say this. A happy birthday to Scars and may it continue going and growing. I'm going to hand it back to you, Carl. This is Mike 3, Lima, Victor, Quebec, West Central Scotland.
Well, thank you, Robert. But I didn't know the reason you stepped down was the wife and shopping. That's something new. I didn't know that. And actually, if your better half would wait for maybe just a half an hour, an hour, maybe we could have you run a part of the AM connection in one of our mornings. So maybe you have thoughts of that. Maybe you'd like to get back in and do it and just be there once in a while. So, you know, it's been a great friendship with you and talking with you and being able to talk to Scotland, because my heritage is Irish, actually Ireland. So maybe one of these times, never know, maybe we'll make that trip over in that area and actually get to shake your hand. But we appreciate you coming aboard, and actually you started the Eurasian, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'm not sure the time that you were talking about, but maybe Gordon does. But I'm glad that Tom was able to get you to join, and I'm glad that you're here tonight to share that information with everyone else who may not know how it all started. So thank you once again, and hopefully you can stay up and listen to the rest of everyone talking. But I'm going to break with you right now. I'm going to pick up Mr. One India. Mr. One India and I usually run that AM connection. I think it's coming up January the 21st. He recently, everyone, was in Florida, Marco Island, and he had a grand time, so maybe he'll share that with us. But we want to hear from you, Paul, about your experience with the South Cars, and I know you're going to say it's me that got you started, but let's hear about you as an NCS and your activity with South Cars, maybe the Board of Directors, but maybe you can put in there a little bit about Marco Island. So, Mr. One India, how about coming aboard?
Well, thank you, Kathy. Good evening. This is WQ1I, and due to a long series of bizarre circumstances, I'm located in Danbury, Connecticut. And I think that's how I opened up my very first net, Kathy. And I've stopped using that line, and recently Doug was upset with me for not for not doing that, so I need to bring it back. But it's been a great run. I was looking at my logbook here, and I was trying to see when my first net was. And the first one on this page here says March 19th, 2011, but I don't think it was the very first net. It might have been the second, but it's an interesting list of names on the check-ins. You know, George and Brady, Kathy, Sarah, who's connected tonight, Terrence. I remember my very first net. I actually believe I talked to Bill, VE3MAW, and he told me that he was from Peterborough, Ontario, and I came back and said, oh, home of the Peterborough Peets. And he was totally floored that I actually knew that. But it's been great, as you know, Kathy. Let me just drop it here. not only has South Cars been like another family to me, South Cars literally changed my life. absolutely for the better. Things are going great. I just had a great vacation down in Marco Island. I was down there for 2 solid weeks. It's a wonderful place, and we'll be going there quite often, I believe. And things work out, might end up down there permanently, but that'll be in the future. So we'll see how things go. Taking it one day at a time. But yeah, Kathy, you actually, it was Gordon who decided, or said, you know, this guy here, he might be good too. At the time, you were looking for female NCSs, specifically. So Gordon is actually the one who stuck the hand out to drag me in. But I'll drop it one more time. But it's been an awful lot of fun. I've met a lot of great people here, whether I met them in person or not. There's a whole family of people here who I consider friends, from Mike WA1 NXI to Bill up in Peterborough, Kathy and Gordon, of course. It was wonderful meeting Jack when I was in Florida. Gary now and George, and there's just too many to name who've taken me in and called me their friend, and I'm very honored to be that and to be here. It's a great place. It's a great organization, and it's an awful lot of fun being here. So that's it. Let me stop flapping my jaws and let somebody else get some time in here too. And we can talk more later about other things. So WQ1I, back to net.
Well, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. You know, Paul, time has really flown by. You know, when I think about joining South Cars, it was 2008 June. You know, that's almost 7 years ago. A lot of things have happened in my life as well as yours. Probably my school life and personal life and whatever. We've all changed drastically, but I'm glad that you had fun down at Marco Island. I actually have never been there, but Gordon has said it's a beautiful place, and I'm glad that you enjoyed it and really enjoyed the pictures, and hopefully you can head back, and hopefully you can head our direction when you head back. So hopefully you'll be here to listen to some of the conversation. And I hopefully you enjoyed the poem from MEW. And I want to welcome Mike NXI. He is here this evening, and hopefully he'll come aboard and talk to us, because I sort of missed his net last week, and I understand it was a fantastic one. So with that, Paul, I'll break with you, but we're going to ask that anyone who is checked in at any point, they want to come back aboard, we're going to ask you to come back aboard as well. I'm going to pick up Mr. GMR, Mr. Matt, who is another Floridian, and he's been a great NCS for South Cars, and he's always there during, it's the SSIN. He's teamed up with N6NFF usually, and I remember seeing pictures of him in his, I don't think it was his ultralight, but maybe you could share that as well. So, Mr. Matt, N9GMR, tell us about your experience with South Cars, your experience as a net control. Who convinced you to be a net control? How has it ran for you? And hopefully you'll be here a long time in the future. So, N9GMR, Matt, please come aboard.
All right. November 9, Golf, Mike Romeo, Matt here. Port Orange, Florida, before I forget, because I know there's one net control that insists we give it, but I haven't heard anybody else give it tonight, and that is my South Cars number, HF10704, which, by the way, was something I always wanted. You know, I was content with being, you know, on the VoIP side.
but when I heard other folks that had HF numbers, I'm like, I want one too. And thanks to a gentleman that has become a very important person in my life in more ways than one, even though I've only known him a short time, and thanks to him allowing me to use his equipment when I'm over his house, and we always listen to South Cars. We always have 7251 on over there. Of course, we do check in with the VoIP nets as well by phone, because we don't have him set up on Echolink yet, and my repeater doesn't cover far enough for us to get it through RF. So a lot of times when I'm over there, I'll dial into the repeater and we check in that way. That's my friend Dennis, KK4JEF, and his number is, of course, he can't check in right now, he's busy, but I'll mention it anyway, 10705 is his number. In fact, we got our numbers the same day, and when I got the email, I texted him and gave him his number. Anyway, I just had to mention that. The pictures you're probably thinking of, Kathy, that was a gyroplane experience. That probably is still on YouTube. Somebody actually recorded that as a YouTube video. Let me get a reset here. So if you Google, and you put this in quotes, Matt Roberts' first gyro ride, it should come up. And it's about a 15-minute video, which I wish I could do that again. That was a lot of fun. I love airplanes, love motorcycles, I love all that stuff. In fact, Dennis, the gentleman I mentioned earlier, he actually has a Corvette, so it's fun to... I get to ride in that a lot, because I see him at least once a week, or sometimes more, depending on what my work schedule is. But I will tell you, the first net I ever did was recorded, and I was nervous as I could. I couldn't even explain it to you. You know, trying to read the introduction to the net, trying to do the, trying to keep track of the call signs, trying to keep look up South Cars numbers, all that stuff. I'm doing all that stuff at the same time. I'm actually multitasking. That has evolved now. Let me reset again. That has evolved to not only do I have the preamble somewhat memorized and the ending speech somewhat memorized, but I also now don't look up numbers anymore. I pretty much remember the folks that check in, and I pretty much know if they have a number and if they don't. And if I'm doing the net from other locations, which I have done before, I actually do it. I've done it from Dennis's place a couple times through the phone, on a telephone near you, using my iPad with the Bluetooth keyboard attached as the writing instrument. And I figure, you know what? If I can't remember if somebody has a South Cars number or not, I can always look it up later. I don't have to look it up right then and there. So it has evolved to that. And I can pretty much run the net from anywhere, whether I'm home or not. In fact, there were a couple times when I knew I wasn't going to be home and I was going to be mobile. I even offered to run it from the car, which I've done in the past too on other nets, using my laptop connected to my power inverter. I'll reset one more time. How I became a net control, I think it was because I kept hearing requests for help, and I'm like, I wonder if there's anything I could do. And I got on the phone one day with Gordon about something else, and we started talking about it. And the next thing I know, not only did I go through the training to become a net control, but I became one. And that was in 2012, I believe. I think that's right. I could go back and look at the date on the recording to find out for sure, because I still have a copy of it. But I've met a lot of good people through South Cars, both on HF and on this and on the VoIP side. I have never met any of them in person, but I'm hoping I get to do that. And I have two opportunities to do that coming up, and I hope to see as many of you there as I can. So with that, I'll turn it back to Net, and I'll keep on listening. Back to Net from N9 GMR.
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for being here, and say hi to Dennis for us. And I appreciate you being here tonight and telling us about, because I couldn't remember. I knew it was a plane of some kind. a gyroplane, and I knew how you were so excited about that. And actually, it was probably me who recorded that first session. I always like to do that, just so you have that, and you can listen to it. It's nothing critical. I never do it for that reason. I do it so that you have a recording of how your net went. You know, I think someone did it for me. My very first net, you know, I was about as nervous as you could be, and actually I wasn't sure I could even be an NCS. But, you know, it's just to give you something for you, I guess, posterity, so that you can see maybe you've improved over the years. Maybe you're more comfortable in running a net. Maybe you don't have to look at the papers. But I'm always amazed when you run a net how you read the preamble, memorize it, because, you know, I know that you're blind. And so I always think of that. You know, that's fantastic that you know it word for word. Yes, the request for help. And actually, I'm going to throw that out here tonight. Most of you are NCSs. Most of you help South Cars. But if there's anyone out there anywhere who may have that desire to be an NCS, to help us with hospitality, administrative, anything with South Cars, we're again throwing that offer out to you to join us, because we can always use that help. So Mr. Matt in 9GMR, who knows, you may meet us. I'm not sure what's happening with the Orlando, so I'm not sure what the second thing you're talking about, so maybe you'll come back aboard and share that with us, and maybe you'll share more information with us as well. I'm going to pick up your partner that runs the nets with you, and that's N6NFF, Mr. Doug, out there in California. Let's see what he can tell us about his experience running nets, joining South Cars. Who was the person that first got you involved? And you're always there for the Santa's Express. So tell us about your experience with the VIP South Cars, and thanks for being here tonight.
Well, good evening, Kathy, to you, and hello to everybody else on the net. This is Doug, N6NFF. I first became familiar with South Cars through our local repeater. One of the fellas got on the repeater, and I was talking to him, and he asked me if I had ever heard of South Cars. And I said, no, I haven't. Well, actually, I have, because when I was back in Northeast Ohio, I knew that things like mid cars, south cars, and e cars existed. I could never remember the frequency that south cars used, 7258, of course, just down the dial. Mid cars uses, well, that's right, you guys are at 7251, mid cars is at 7258. And I think maybe once or twice I heard south cars on HF, but this fellow on the repeater was telling me about South Cars, and he was telling me about the Santa Express. And I thought, well, that might be fun. So I connected up to South Cars on Echolink that Christmas Eve. I think it might have been 2011. And I checked in, and it was actually you, Kathy, that asked me if I might consider becoming a net control. And I said, well, let me talk to my wife about joining, and we'll see what happens. Please allow me to reset the timers. Well, I did talk it over with my wife, and she said that she would like to join too, so both of us did join South Cars. My South Cars number is Echo 1874. I can't remember if Sheila's is 1873 or 1875. But we talked it over, and I told her that I would like to do net control for South Cars. She was kind of hesitant about it because I'm involved with several different nets. I do nets for our local club here in Sacramento twice a month. I also do the Echolink net on Wednesday night for the Handy Ham organization. So she wasn't quite sure if she really wanted me to take on another net, but she finally agreed. So in April, I think it was, of 2012, I did start to doing the South Cars net. I got my 15 minutes of fame, And then later on that month, I think I had my first Saturday when it was known as the Eurasia Connection. That's about the only net that's convenient for me to serve as NCS and otherwise take part in. But I didn't think I would be nervous because I've had a lot of experience with nets. I used to do a trivia net back in Northeast Ohio, and I was also net manager for the Lake County, Ohio Amateur Radio Club's Thursday night 2-meter net. They're meeting right now, as a matter of fact, and I'm missing that net, but I thought I would do that to take part in these festivities. Let me reset the timer. So I have to be honest with you, I didn't think I'd be very nervous when the time came for me to do a full Eurasia Connection net on my own, but guess what? I was. I used to have the podcast of that, but unfortunately our hard drive crashed last June and I lost it, so I don't know if I can get it back, but in any event, I do remember the first Eurasia Connection net that I did. I was nervous, but with each time I did the net, I got better and better at it, and eventually I figured that if Matt could memorize the preamble and the closing remarks of the net, I could do the same thing too. So I went on the website and brailled the script by hand, and I memorized it, or at least I've got the vast majority of it memorized, because a good braille reader, I am not. So the only real way for me to do it is to memorize it. And perhaps as time goes on, perhaps I'll become a bit more involved with South Cars. Right now I'm president of one of the radio clubs in Sacramento. I've just entered into my fifth year, and I think until such time as I leave office, I'd better not get involved with anything else. Once I do leave office, I don't know quite when that'll be, but because every time I think I want to leave, they encourage me to run again. But eventually I will leave office, and I think at that time perhaps I can help out South Cars a little bit more. So that's my story, and I'm afraid I'm going to stick to it. Happy birthday, South Cars. Many happy returns of the day. We'll send it back to you, Kathy, K6SUN. Here is N6NFF.
Well, I want to thank you, Doug, first of all, for being here tonight. Second, for joining South Cars and being an NCS, because you and Matt do a fantastic job, and there's times, you know, I have different appointments and can't be there. I always take my smartphone with me, and I always connect to South Cars. And about, I'm not sure, down the road, of Jack, if he's still connected, he knows. It's called Prima Vista. As soon as I connect somehow to a Wi-Fi system, it shuts me down. So every time I'm heading down, or down south, or north, I guess it is, and get to a Wi-Fi area, it shuts me down. So I never hear the full nets. But I'm always listening if I can get connected. And maybe I have to get some other solution for that so I can actually check in. I'm not too confident to check in with my phone. You know, other people are. So it's better for me with a microphone. But you know what? Anytime you have the spare time to help South Cars, we appreciate it. And Matt was talking about someone saying that we don't give our numbers. You know, I guess I'll give my number. It's 8270 as an HFN number. We have so many numbers. We have the E numbers and we have the HF numbers. And sometimes they're very hard to memorize them all, but I know quite a few of them. So, Doug, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a special part of South Cars. Before I part with you, can you tell us, because, you know, Gordon's a Californian as well as a Floridian, what's the temperature out there in Sacramento?
Well, I can tell you that it's currently 60 degrees under very hazy skies. Back to you, Kathy, N6NFF.
All right. Thank you, Doug. You know, I bet you're very close to our temperature. It's been a very cool day. Actually, it was warmer outside than in my classroom. I actually had to take a blanket and several sweaters because it's very cold at my one location and very hot at the other. But I think we probably didn't get much above 67 today. Right now, it's 63. So you and I and Gordon are about the same. And this is a very cool day for us. It's going to be even cooler tomorrow. And, you know, it's not swimming type weather, but we'll head up very soon. So I wanted to see what your temperature was, and hopefully everything is going well out there in the grand state of California. So join us when you can. And I see Mr. Scotland puts in the text box his E number, E0079. He was one of those first 103. So he's been there here from the start. So this is a special thing for us with him tonight. So we thank him for being a special part of South Cars. I have one more chicken who actually said he couldn't get in fast enough. He's actually our backup this evening, and he's actually the assistant net manager and actually a great person. Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, has been in our administrative text box a lot with Mr. Paul, One India. They're talking about their equipment. But he's going to come aboard and tell us about South Cars, his first experience, who encouraged him to join South Cars, who encouraged him to be an NCS, and my goodness, who encouraged him to be the assistant net manager. Over to you, Gary, KC2RMO from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Kathy, I think it had something to do with a threat of deportation. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say happy birthday to South Cars Lloyd. Wow, what a auspicious occasion that is! What a great bunch of people. I want to just reiterate what Paul said. I think Paul hit it absolutely right on in what he said. You know, when you talk about an organization like South Cars, you know, it ultimately gets down to the people that are that organization, and it's just a great bunch of people. You know, you immediately find a whole bunch of great friends here at South Cars. It doesn't take very long for you to make friends. And Paul, I would say to you, the feeling is mutual, and mutual is your network for news and sports. But that's another story. Let me just buy a nickel here, and let's reset those timers. But, you know, how did I get into this thing? That's a story all of itself. I wanted to get my extra class license, and I had shown up at one of the outreach classes, and I can remember Gordon saying, have you ever had any experience in broadcasting? You know, and it was nice to know that somebody picked up on that. That was very, very, I guess it was flattering, you know. And when I found out somebody of Gordon's caliber recognized that, it became a little more flattering indeed. And it was that and encouragement from the young lady running this thing to get me involved as an NCS. I certainly was no stranger to sitting in front of a microphone and making a fool of myself, but running a net was a whole different thing, and that is just a whole different world. But I did my 15 minutes of fame, and I survived it. And matter of fact, I had a ball with it. So you know, it was kind of love at first Mike Key. You know, it was great. I'm going to just kind of follow up on what Kathy had said. You know, if you've ever considered being an NCS, reconsider it. You know, let's go for it, because it's a lot of fun. It really is, and we could really use you too. But Kathy was a great source of encouragement, and always there for me, always ready to give advice, and it was just great. Gordon, my goodness, that is, what can I say? I'm honored to know both of you, and I was honored to meet both of you, and Jack too. What a great great time it was to meet you guys in Florida. This has just been a great association, and being assistant net manager, again, I just look at that as being my luck, you know. It is my good fortune to hold that position. I think you're a great bunch of people and a great organization, and we've got some great things to look forward to in the future. It's KC2RMO. Back to you, Kat.
All right, Gary, I want to thank you for all your comments. And I sort of remember the extra class. I remember you being a participant and us encouraging, because you had such a great voice and a broadcasting voice. And we've been through a lot. We've met you and your lovely wife personally, and we've done a lot of things together, and you've helped out South Cars, and one day you'll be replacing me because I'm eventually going to retire from everything and go find that desert island. Gordon and I are going to find a desert island, and we're going to give up the house and everything and live on a boat and just go to that desert island and just rest and relax. And with that, South Cars will actually be on their own, and they will have new people. So, thank you, Gary, for being there. Thanks for being our backup. And actually, next month during this session, we're going to go back to Askin Elmer, because we've missed hearing you, Askin Elmer. So, with that, that's the end of my list. But, you know, I see so many people out there. They've been a special part of South Cars. We have David, JDH, who has been a part of South Cars and known for quite some time. And I understand his grandson, Daniel, is probably celebrating a birthday soon, so I hope he'll come aboard. We've known Fred, K2HA, and I know he's been involved quite a lot with Gordon recently, and we actually saw him in person. We have Mark, and he's the database person for HEP. Hopefully he'll come aboard. We have Sarah, TXG. We have Rick, UCO. MEW, of course. CDQ, Mike, our outreach person. And we have Bart, fairly new member, who's been very involved with Gordon recently. Hopefully you'll come aboard. And Mr. RFJ, we haven't heard from you, but I do see the text box, and Mr. VXP. And the list goes on. So, before I go any further, talking about my life with South Cars, calling maybe on Gordon once again to talk a little more, we're going to see if we can get any more check-ins to come aboard. So, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. We want you to come aboard and talk about South Cars. Your feelings of South Cars, how old the years have gone for you with South Cars, if you're an NCS, how you joined and encouraged to join. So come aboard, South Car members, and talk to us. This is our happy birthday session tonight.
V3MEW.
W3JDH.
KD0CDQ.
KF5UCO.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, I have quite a bunch here. Mark, your audio is just a little bit low. But I will call on you because you're, I don't say my better half, but my other half, the database. Mr. RFJ, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you out there? Because I want to add you to this list. Mr. Roger up there in the cold country, W4RFJ, can I add you to my list? I'm going to throw it out there and see if you'll come aboard.
And this is W4RFJ. Yeah, go ahead, Kathy. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the net and listening. And, yeah, please do. W4RFJ and Ridley Park, 6297.
All right, Mr. Roger. I wanted to add you. I wanted to hear from you this evening because I know you've been a major part of South Cars VOIP for many years. So I wanted you to join us. And I saw what you put in the text box. I don't know your original number offhand. Maybe in the background. Maybe Gordon can look that up in our roster that we have. We used to put your old number, but I do see Char's, and she must have been some of the first ones with the very first net. So I'm going to add you, and hopefully Miss Charlotte, if she's there in the background, can just come aboard and say hi to us. And if not, we do recognize her. But I have quite a list. I have MEW, and MEW has been with us quite some time. He's one of our net controls, but he's also one of our outreach instructors, and he's the one with that fantastic poem. We have JDH, FJE, CDQ, UCO, VXP, and I'm going to add RFJ. So let's start right at the top. VE3MEW, first of all, Mr. Bill, you can tell us how cold it is up there. It's 63 here in South Florida. Tell us how things started with South Cars with you. How were you encouraged to be a net control, a member, an instructor, and just your experience with South Cars? We're wanting to hear from you. But first of all, tell us about those cold temps up in your area.
This is VE3MEW. Good evening, Kathy. And first of all, happy birthday to South Cars. Yeah, it's been 5 years since I first became involved with South Cars. My first net control session was April 24th, 2010. I'm not going to forget that. I got it very carefully all documented here. And that was quite an experience. I like to think of look down that list and see all those great call signs. And most of those people I've talked to and know them to some extent. And I consider them all to be just friends and one big happy family. How could you not be happy when you hear Mike3LBQ come on there with his accent in the morning and say, "Good morning, South Cars." How could you not be happy for the whole day after hearing that? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, HF number here is 8813 to get that bit of business out of the road. As far as how I came to join South Cars in the first place, I don't remember. But I do remember how slick Mr. KY6B and you, Ms. Sunshine, that's the nickname I gave you, because that's what you remind me of every time you come on. I remember how slick the two of you were in sort of sliding me down the path until I was all of a sudden woke up one day and said, "Hey, I'm an NCS. I got to do a net today. Oh, my goodness. What's happening?" And and I got slid into the rest of it just about as easy. You guys are good. You guys are really good at what you do, I'll tell you. My, my. Okay. It's been fun. I need a net. As Gordon always taught us to say, buy a nickel. So there's my nickel's worth. I remember some of the names of the people that have come and go and some of the people I've met, and this is Paul, WQ1I. I met him in person. What a fine gentleman he is, I'll tell you. The only bad thing about that is that I'm too far away. I can't visit him more often. Of course, maybe that's good. Maybe I visit him too often. He gets sick and tired of me. Oh, boy. But he's a fine gentleman, I can tell you that for sure. I have a nice picture of you and Gordon now, so I know what you guys look like. It sure would be nice to come down and visit you. And it's always in my mind that if Marge and I decide to come down to St. Pete's to visit her mom and her sisters, I'm gonna make a special point of trying to get over where you are so I can shake hands with Gordon and buy him a coffee, and you too, Kathy, and see how you guys are doing. It's just one big happy experience. And something to look forward to. And so I'll be running the net again on Saturday. This coming Saturday. Thank you for the honor of putting my poem up there front and center. I appreciate that. That's really nice of you to do that. I wasn't expecting that, that's for sure. So I'll have to think about maybe writing another one someday. You got me going here now. Okay, I don't have a whole lot more intelligent to say. I'm just babbling on. And so I'm going to say back to Ned, V3MEW.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Bill. You know, that poem just was very special, and we had to add that tonight, and I'm glad that you heard that, and actually it's part of the recording, so it's going to be on the website. But yes, anytime you want to go write a poem, and I'm thinking of the poems, you know, Bill, my principal at one of my schools is going to turn 50 on the 27th of the month, and actually we're coming up with a poem. We had to think about something funny for her and something that was serious. And she's a very special lady and would go that extra mile for anyone. She listens well. And, you know, even if she sort of reprimands you for something you've done wrong, the very next moment she's there just giving you a hug, thinking that she's maybe said something wrong. But she's going to be 50 on the 27th. So I did something funny, and I thought it would be nice to say now she can be a member of AARP. So who knows? I've heard that the other administrators were doing something with that. So we appreciate all that you do for South Cars in the slick part. I'm not sure when we hear a nice voice, Gordon and I, we actually want them to be part of doing the nets, and we always enjoy the nets that you do. And actually, I should be there this session. Not planning to go anywhere as I have a holiday on Monday and maybe just going to rest and relax a bit. But I have your HF number, 8813, and you became HF not too long after I did. So, and I know about St. Pete. Not too far from us. We sure hope when you make that visit down here that you'll come over our direction so we can actually shake your hand. Or maybe we'll go over there. We haven't been too far away from our area in a while, so maybe that's a visit we can plan. So I'll break with you, Mr. Bill. And thanks for being here. Hopefully you'll listen. I'm going to pick up W3JDH. I know he's coming in probably from a phone, so hopefully he's still connected. David, tell us how things are going. I know you're a world traveler or a U.S. traveler going from area to area. Tell us how Daniel is doing. I know he's getting close to probably another birthday, or maybe he's already had that. I think that was in the beginning of January. Tell us about your family as well, because I think things have changed there. We haven't heard you in a long time, so how are you doing? Tell us about your relationship with South Cars, what they have done for you.
Hi, Kathy. Well, it's great to be part of South Cars again. I'm just going to ask you if you're catching this, since I do want to make sure it's on the phone, and then I'll go into more detail. So come back and let me know if I'm making a transmission.
You are fine, David. It looks like I timed out, so I was actually talking and no one was hearing me. So that's fine. You're sounding great. So please come aboard. Talk to us about your family and Daniel, how things have changed in your family, and your relationship with South Cars, and maybe the classes you've taken, and just anything you'd like to talk about. This is our birthday celebration this evening. So come aboard.
Well, hello again, South Cars and Group. I did just arrive back in Ocean City, Maryland from a 8-day in Iowa, visiting with my grandson, Daniel. His birthday, his fourth birthday, was on January the 1st. So we were all out there a week late, but at least we were there. And time with South Cars began when my daughter Beth moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and lived across the street from Terry Tucker, KK5EJ, and he introduced me to South Cars, and then the evolution was to the EchoLink and the VOIP, and met Gordon and Kathy through the email system trying to get my registration, which happens to be 8576 on the HF side and 1489 on the E side. And that was in October of 2010. Daniel was in Johns Hopkins at Baltimore getting ready for his birth, and so I was making weekly trips up to Baltimore and got into the drive your car and talk on South Car's Echo Link on the Saturday morning group. And that was fun, and I got to know Gordon and Kathy and several of the other folks, Gary, pretty well. I'm going to take a nick. We'll be right back.
Well, David, we're all here to hear you again, but I didn't hear you come back, so I wanted to check and see if everything was okay.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. I'm on the phone. Took the CW class in January, February of 2013. Wish I had done more with CW afterwards, but other interests come along and time grabbers. So it's been a great time getting to know Gordon and Kathy, and now that there used to be two photographs of two people, there's one photograph of two people. So that's just great. And Iowa is beckoning. Kristen is going to have another baby boy in April, so we will be heading back in that direction for that happy occasion. And thanks for letting me be a part of South Cars, the infrequent times that I'm here, and you always sort of recognize the call sign and my droid phone, and yes, it's been great. So I will say 7-3s to everyone, and I will listen out and say have a happy, happy 2015. Back to you, Kathy. K6SUN, W3JDH.
Well, thanks, David, for being here tonight, and give Daniel a big hug when you see him, and great news on the new baby, because I know there was a few problems there. So I think of the very first time we've talked, it was when Daniel was having the problem. That seems so long ago. Before I break with you, though, have you heard from Kerry Tucker at all? Because I haven't really heard from him, so I'm curious, how is he doing?
Kathy, I have not heard from him probably in 6 or 8 months. My daughter Beth moved back up to Pennsylvania in May. She resigned her job with government research, and she followed her dream and has purchased and is operating a bed and breakfast in the Amish country of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. She has not heard from him. He has changed his business and or has purchased an insurance company and is very, very, very wrapped up in that.
All right. Thank you, David, for that. You dropped off a little bit, but that's news for us. So maybe we'll just send an email his direction, see how things are going. And I remember you talking about Beth and that bed and breakfast. That has to be fantastic, but giving up her career had to be hard. But, you know, give everyone our regards, and I'm glad everything is going so well. I'm not sure about Iowa, though. You know, they're probably having some of those cold temperatures. But we appreciate you being here and sharing with us about your experience with South Cars. And because this is actually a celebration of that. And before we close this evening, I'll talk a little bit about my life with South Cars, and so that you have a little of what I've, I guess, actually do and how many years I've been there. So thank you, David, for being here. Listen as long as you can and jump back in if you have the chance. But I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to pick up Mark. W4FJE. He's my part on the HS side. He does the database. He does a fantastic job. And I actually got the latest today from you, Mark, and I included that information in our presentation. So tell us, Mark, about your relationship with VOIP, South Cars. I know you're a major part of HF. But what would you like to tell us this evening?
Well, good evening, Kathy. Is the audio level a little bit better now, or is it too high?
Well, Mark, it's still a little bit low, but I can hear you. You know, those problems with those microphones. Actually, when I connected this evening, my audio was way, way down, and I had to adjust it. But go ahead and make your transmission, and I can hear what you're saying, and so thanks for being here, and We appreciate everything you do for South Cars, whether it's HF or it's VYP. Come back aboard.
Okay, good evening, everybody. This is Mark. I'm in Orlando, Florida. Maybe Floridian. It might mention just missing things like that. Like Kathy says, I have not been on VYP very much. I have participated in certain areas. But mostly on the HF. The HF number is 39. And I don't think anybody knows when the HF side started. Some people say 20 years, some say 30, some say 40. It goes way back, folks. I was born and raised in St. Augustine. That's where the full car comes from. And I moved to Maryland for about almost 20 years. Lived in Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and had a free car up there, which last spring, my son picked up my free car as he passed the tech class and the gym and then sitting with the ease of enticing. He was over there to do some work for this business, and they took him in and gave him the test. Dad didn't get involved in that. So, like you mentioned, Kathy, yeah, I've been doing the HF database for just about as long as I took it on about the same time that the VOIP was started. So I guess I'm celebrating close to 7 years or so. Gordon is a friend. We've seen the half-assed talking in there. I love talking to Gordon, because he's like you. I'm a retired broadcaster. My broadcasting is mostly on the radio and the engineering radio. And that's why I was having a little trouble with the other tonight. I use a Behringer mixer to feed the computer, which feeds the echo. By the way, if anybody's available next Saturday, we'll be having a luncheon on the HF side of all the people on VOIP are welcome to. It'll be in Lake City, it'll be in Lakeland. So, if you're interested, it'll be in Lakeland at the Golden Corral on US 98, just to make it clear. There's complete information on the HF website.
Well, Mark, it looks like you timed out just like I did. And you're still talking probably, so you're probably not hearing me. And ladies and gentlemen, W4FJE, Mark, is the database manager for the HF side. He's the one that comes up with all those numbers for the membership. And actually, the lightest number I think I had was the 10752. He always sends that to Gordon and I, and I'm not sure who else. But, you know, he's still talking away. But I did hear what he was saying, and I'm going to throw it back to you, Mark, because you timed out just like I did. So we both got that award tonight. So I heard you talking about your son. That's great news. Heard you talking about the luncheon, but then you sort of timed out, so maybe you'd like to continue what you were talking about.
Oh, my goodness. We used to have a bell on here, didn't we? EchoLink's changed a little bit since the last time I used it. We used to have a VU meter on it, too. I don't see that from me either. Or maybe I haven't activated it. Yeah, my son picked up my free call. Then he got his license and he passed his tech and general all in the same city over in Tyler, which I'm the B4A1 in his life. The South Park is having a luncheon in Lakeland, and that'll be this coming Saturday, not the day after tomorrow, the following Saturday. And it'll be Golden Corral, which is on Route 98, just north of 94. Information is on the HF website. And I would wish that anybody could celebrate 50 years of my life, and I did this past year. Are you looking forward? Well, I shouldn't say that I'm not a 50. But anyway. And Gordon, hello to you. I'm sure you're listening. I've always enjoyed talking to you. When I first got into HF South Cars, Gordon could hear me when nobody else could. A lot of my experience on HF Stars is mobile and still is. But I do run a session on Thursday morning from 8 to 9. So if anybody wants to join us in, I'll be happy to check you out. So back to you, Kathy, and thanks for being Daily 6 SUN, W4, FJE, Martin Orlando, amateur number 39.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for being here tonight, sharing with everyone. Because, you know, every time I see your new roster, I think, you know, that's just fantastic. And I try to go through it as much as I can to update our roster and go through there and send welcome emails to those who I think would maybe like to join us. And, you know, with my schedule, I don't do that as much as I used to. But I remember, I think Gordon and I, at least he knew you. But I think I met you a few years back at Orlando. So I appreciate that. I appreciate all that you do. And I appreciate you being here to celebrate this great birthday of VOIP. You know, it's gone by very fast. Just as all of our ages have gone by fast. But great news about your son. And I remember that as well. I haven't been a ham very long, but I remember the great feeling when I passed those general and extra tests. And that had to be great for him. I hope you'll listen, Mark, as we continue with the program. But I'm going to break with you for right now. I'm going to pick up our outreach person, Mr. Mike, KD0CDQ. Gosh, it's been a long time. You know, July, we begin that session again. But how are things in Olathe, Kansas? How's the weather? How's the school year going for you? And tell us about your relationship with South Cars. This is Kilo 60 Area United November calling on KD0CDQ. Oh my goodness, Mr. Mike must have stepped away for a moment. Let me call out there once again, see if I can get him. If not, I'm going to head down my list, so I'm not letting you guys wait too long. Mike, Olathe, Kansas, KD0CDQ, did you go away from your computer? Your mic, is everything okay there? We'd like to hear from you. Come aboard.
This is Kilo Delta Zero, Charlie Delta Quebec. I was there. What I messed up, I had a wedding picture up here on my screen of two people, Kathy and Gordon. I had your wedding picture up, and it was covering up my Echo Link, and for some magic reason, the Echo Link wouldn't work with you on the screen. I'm not accusing you of breaking my machine. That's not what I'm accusing you of. Okay, I'm in sunny Olathe, Kansas, about 23 miles southwest of the Twin Cities of Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. And how did I run into Scars? I have no clue. I have no clue how he made the link, but I will tell you this. Tonight, the friendly, warm, and patient voices make me miss being on the Scars site. You all sound so sweet and so friendly. It's kind of different than being on HF. Sometimes it doesn't sound that lovely. But it's really good to hear everybody out there. And how did I get involved with Scars? With the tech classes, the general classes, and the extra class. I can remember, I've got a date here of January 6, 2010, with an E number of 1072. But that was back in the day when we were doing the tech class, and I was reading every question and every possible answer, the four answers, and we'd go over the questions one at a time. I can't imagine how we did that, going over every question in the tech group. And I don't know if we did it in the general and may have done it there too. Because we've been doing this for years and it's really fun. What really is great about it is helping other people get their license and move ahead in this fun hobby that we're into right here. What's interesting is that you asked me how's the school year going. Well, one first thing, it's 42 degrees here. We had sun today. I actually didn't wear a coat today. It felt good. The school year is going along, and we too have Martin Luther King off on Monday. And so the kids only have a four-day week, and I'm working with the special needs kids, continue to be with them. I'm getting more and more like them as the years go by. I don't know what that means. Well, I won't take up much more of your time. I'll just say happy birthday to all, and I will never put a picture of Kathy and Gordon on my screen and block my Echo Link again. Take care, and God bless. KD0CDQ, back to you.
Well, this is Kilo 6, Sierra United November. I'm not sure, Michael, why you have a picture of Gordon and I on your screen, our wedding picture, versus Echo Link. But, you know, how fantastic that is that you think of Gordon and I in our wedding. Because actually, you know, I think it's been 8 or 9 months, so we're no longer newlyweds. We're old married couple at this point. But that was funny, Mike. You know, I enjoyed hearing that. Actually, my school year has been an interesting year. Teach at the two schools. One school is disorganized. The other is very low numbers at this point and changing. But, you know, it's working well. And I never know what's going to happen each day, as well as you probably know. But 42 degrees isn't too bad. Not much cooler than us. So have a great evening. Hopefully you'll listen in. And, you know, yes, you're never there for our nets. You need to come in more often. You know, we have the AM connection. We have the SSIN. And we have those open rag shoes. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't come in during those open rag shoes where you could talk about certain things and just chit-chat so we don't have anybody. So think about doing that. So I'll break with you, Mr. Michael. I'm going to pick up Rick. He's been waiting a long time. He's out there in Texas. Haven't heard you in a while, Rick. We haven't heard you run a net in a while. We need to get you back on it, and we probably could use some help in that AM connection, but I know that's probably a bad time for you. So how are you, Rick? Tell us about your relationship with SouthCars. Who got you encouraged to be an NCS, to join SouthCars? Anything you want to talk about this evening. So KF5UCO, I appreciate you being here. I apologize for the long wait, and we want to welcome you aboard.
Thanks, Kathy. KF5UCO here. My number is E2264. I'm sorry, my number is E2246. A little bit of dyslexia there. Sorry about being a no-show. Had some things I had to work through on this end. Nothing, as it turns out, to be life-threatening. So please don't worry about the old Texas boy. I guess SouthCars, I mean, I'm hooked on Echo Link, and I was looking around for nets, and I found these guys, and, you know, friendly folks, like a lot of places in Ham, especially on the Echo Link. I seem to have really good luck finding really good friendly folks out there to rag chew with. So as the saying goes, it was all downhill from there. But hopefully I won't be a stranger. I still got the schedule about when to show up. The 7 o'clock in the morning thing, yep, it's still pretty difficult for me in the winter, because it seems like me and my XYL, like this morning, we slept at 9 o'clock, the central time. It's just hard to get out of bed in wintertime when there's nothing but gray stratus clouds outside. Today was the first day that it was sunny. It was 52 degrees. Good night, KD0, CDQ. I need some glasses. This printing is really small on my computer. But anyway, yeah, it was a good day to be outside. 52 degrees and the sun was finally shining. Thank God for that. It has been a long time down here in Texas. It seems like the sun has just stayed hidden. And this isn't Seattle. This is Texas. The sun is supposed to shine. Anyway, I've enjoyed being part of South Cars, and hopefully I'm going to be able to, in the new year, get back in and participate a lot more and show up, you know, during all the nets that are coming up. Okay, I hope I did right. Anyway, that's about it down here. We had my wife was out of town over Christmas, so we had Christmas on New Year's Day, actually, and watched football and ate a lot of food that was very good, probably not good for you, but hey, that's life. Anyway, that's about all I've got, Kathy. Thanks for doing the net, and I won't be a stranger, I promise. This is KF5-ECO. Rick down in Texas turning it back to net control. And thanks a lot. Have a great evening, folks.
Well, thank you, Rick, for all you do for South Cars. Thanks to you for being here tonight. And, you know, a great session that you could help out with is those rag chews at night, if you can be around. Because a lot of times they go very silent because for some reason they expect a net control to be there and to start them talking. So, you know, I know morning is hard. Sometimes, you know, after working very early all week, I like to sleep in as well. So that may not be a good time. But, you know, we could use some help during those evening rag chews, Saturday and Sunday. No one seems to want to come aboard, and they just get very, very silent. So think about that and let us know. Maybe you can just be there to open those sessions and to just monitor them and keep them going. I think that's what Gordon wanted at one point, you and N1VXP to actually monitor these sessions and keep them going. So think about that. You know, that would really greatly help us. So we also talked about Newsline. So you need to get a hold of Gordon, both you and N1VXP, to see how we can go with this in the future. So, and actually, Rick and N1VXP is coming up next. So, Rick, out there in Texas, thanks for being here. Thanks for everything you do for South Cars. Thanks for joining us and being part of the celebration and being part of South Cars. But let us know what may work for you and see if that evening session will work better. So, with that, I'll break with you, and I'll pick up the other Rick, N1VXP. Come aboard, Rick. Tell us how things are going in your area. Tell us how things look for you to help out with those evening rag chews. How did you join South Cars? We haven't been able to get you aboard as an NCS, but who encouraged you to come aboard and be part of our great association? So N1VXP, please come aboard, and don't tell us it's cold up there.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio, Echo 2102. Why can't I? I can tell you. At the beginning of the net, I thought it was quite comfortable, but about 45 minutes into the net, I checked the temperature again, and I was in for a shock. 7 o'clock, it was 34 degrees, which I thought, oh, that's nice. Then it dropped down to 33. I was like, okay. Next thing you know, 45 minutes later, I checked. It was 24. So in 45 minutes, it dropped down almost 10 degrees. Actually, 10 degrees. And I was like, wow. Currently, it's 23. Yeah, they said we're supposed to be down to 24, but I was thinking that's not too bad, but I have a feeling it might get down below 20 or around 20 tonight. But all the great cold weather is gone, because it looks like for the next 8 days we're going to be in the mid to upper 30s. And I think Saturday they're saying we might hit 50. I think that's kind of a broken record situation for here, because a couple of weeks ago we ended up with 60, and that's not normal for any time in December or January that we get so warm temperatures, but I'll take it any day. As far as getting into, well, first I'll say that Echolink, let me drop for a second. Echolink, as far as I was thinking back, it was all because I went to a Skywarn training class, met a fellow ham, and he had mentioned about getting involved in Echolink. And I said, oh, what's that? And he says, well, go ahead on the internet, Google it, and you'll see what it is. So I said, oh, wow. I had heard about it vaguely from some other hams off the air, but never put the two together. And then I thought, okay, I got downloaded the Echolink and got onto several nets. And then I happened to see SCARS, and I was like, oh, South CARS. Now I have to go back, oh, I would say mid-70s, back when I used to be on 11 meters a lot, and overheard several stations talk about the idea of going on to South CARS on EHF. And I said, well, I'm not in HF, so I kind of put on the brakes on that idea, and I said, okay. But the only thing I could say about Echolink, when I first got on, I was hitting several of the internets and came across, I don't know who it was that mentioned about South CARS. And the only comment that they said is, you get on there, you can join, and you'll meet somebody that will probably convince you to join. And that person happens to be you, Kathy. K6SUN. Let me drop for a second. And, you know, when you, or when I happened to log in, it was you that said, oh, would you like to become a member? And I'm like, okay, now this is all starting to come back to me. Hearing this other person talk about joining South CARS and getting involved. The only thing I feel really bad about being on South CARS is that I should have been pretty well into Echolink probably at the beginning of South CARS, because I had a computer at that time, had the internet, but never followed through with Echolink that early. So I kind of kicked myself in a way that I didn't follow through with pursuing a lot of the internet capabilities and finding Echolink, and probably would be one of the earliest South CARS members, because I moved here in 2006, didn't really get involved into Echolink until I think it was like 2012. So I kind of think to myself, wow, I could have had 6 years of Echolink and been really more involved in as far as South CARS. Of course, moving from Connecticut, at that point I was just getting off of the 2 meters traffic net, so as a net control, it probably wouldn't have been too hard to get me to start into being an NCS on South CARS. And let me drop one more time. So, you know, it's just, I shouldn't say I really kicked myself. I just say, well, take my time. And you never know. This is a new year. Things are kind of settling out. Not so many hectic situations for me. And you never know. I may end up following through with Ethernet control, or like you say, trying to help get the Saturday evening or Sunday evening Greg tune that's a little bit more active. And N1GXP back to net control.
Oh, thank you, Rick, for sharing your information. Thanks for being a part of South Cars, and you're very faithful in always being here, all of our nets, and we so much appreciate that. But what we have found is our evening nets, the Saturday and the Sunday, you know, are less attended. And I think someone's waiting for someone to begin those sessions. And, you know, Gordon and I can always be there. So they remain quiet. So maybe if you, Rick in Ohio, and you, Rick out in Texas, can actually be there and monitoring those and getting them started, we can keep them going. And if Gordon and I are there, we can actually come aboard, and maybe others. So, you know, we're going to be in touch with the two of you and see if that's something we can work out. You know, we actually wanted to do a news line, and I'm not sure how that's going at this point, but, you know, we'll be in touch with you. I want to, if that's okay, Mr. Roger up there in Ridley Park, RFJ, I want to pick up Mr. Scotland, because it's really late in his area. Must be almost 1 a.m. or after. He wants a recheck, and so I apologize, but I'm going to pick him up first. MM3LVQ, you wanted a recheck. Why do you stay up so late? You've got to be tired. But come back aboard.
Well, thank you, Cass. Thank you, Roger, for letting me go jump in before you. Cass, I would like to say one thing about scarves. The only thing I'm going to regret is I will not be able to meet any of you. Yourself, Gordon, George, the Chief, Doug, quite a lot of yous, which I'd love to do, but it's never going to happen. But it's been a good family. I will always enjoy it. And you were talking about the weather earlier on. Mine is 34 minus 2, and the rest of the week is going to be 37, which is going to be minus 3. And while I'm at it, my number is Echo 007 dollars and 9 cents. So I'm going to say good night to everybody. I've enjoyed it tonight, and I'll see you on Saturday morning, as usual. This is Mike Free, Lima Victor Quebec, Paisley, West Central Scotland. A good night to you. We'll see you later on.
Well, Mr. Robert, we can always hope that by some chance we can make that trip over to shake your hand. But, you know, very possibly it won't happen. But we see you. We talk to you. We see the pictures. You let us know what's going on in your family. We get your calendars. And we think of you all the time. So that's what's really important. You have a great evening. And hopefully we'll talk with you on Saturday. I think it is VE3MEW and KC2THO, who are the NCSs in the morning. And I believe it is GMR and N6NFF as the SSIN. And anyone can be there for our Saturday evening and our Sunday evening rag shoot, and we welcome that. Because that's supposed to be a fun session. And we want to hear from you. So, I'll break with you, Mr. Robert. Thank you so much for being here. Time for you to head to bed. Give a big hug to your XYL. And have a great day until we talk again. I'm going to pick up Mr. W4RFJ, Mr. Roger, Ridley Park. See how things are going with him. Maybe Miss Charlotte will be there. He can tell us. I'm not sure of his number. But that's not that important, Roger. You've been a part of our lives for a long time. And numbers are not that important. But your presence is. So tell us how you joined South Cars. How you were encouraged to be an NCS. Who encouraged you? Actually, I'm not sure if I met you until you were a member. And tell us anything you'd like to tell us this evening. So W4RFJ, Mr. Ridley Park, welcome aboard. I've known you a while because I knew about the education you were taking and you as an NCS. So come aboard. Talk to us this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, W4 RFJ. Please come aboard.
Okay. Good evening, Kathy, K6SUN and the net. This is W4 RFJ. And I see my levels are pretty low. I'm going to be in and out. I really can't hang in here too much longer. 4 o'clock comes pretty early, and I've been doing some classes where I work, and I've got to be there early this week, so my schedule's kind of been shifted around. Anyway, I think I've been involved for many years, way before I even started going to school, which was, I got my degree in July of 2013, so it's and I went to school for 3 years, and I was a member before that. So anyway, South Cars has always been a part of my family, and it's started with the techno babble that Gordon and I would get into about Echolink back in the days when they were trying to get the servers working, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, that's where Delco Doug came in be a support server for the system. Anyway, best 73 all around, those I have not had a chance to chat with this year. Happy New Year, and happy birthday to South Cars. So back to you, Kathy, W4RFJ, Ridley Park.
Well, thank you so much, Roger, for sticking around and coming aboard. And you and Charlie have a great evening. And I understand about the early morning. Happens for the best of us. But hopefully you've enjoyed the program this evening, and we appreciate you sharing your thoughts about South Cars and your relationship with South Cars, and of course Gordon. And hopefully we'll talk again real soon. You know, everyone, there has been so much talk this evening about South Cars and how valuable it is to us, and it's very valuable to myself. And I won't go into a lot of that with you, but I will share some of it with you. But before I do, I want to hear from the rest of you. This includes you, KY6V. Any comments you want to make? And this includes you, KC2RMO. Anybody who's talked, WQ1I, any members of our board. We haven't heard from you, Steve, this evening, and hopefully you're connected. You're a very valuable member of South Cars. You do a lot for South Cars, and we'd like to hear from you. Sarah, we haven't heard from you in a while. We'd like to hear from you. So let's see who we can get to come aboard as we start to wind down our birthday celebration this evening. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm looking for some additional check-ins.
We're checking in additionally.
I'm not sure what that additionally was, but 6 Victor also.
I think that was me, RMO, checking in additionally.
GYF, howdy.
All right, I have a great group. I have Mr. RMO additionally twice. I have 6 Victor. I think I got him twice. I have you, GYF, Mr. Doug, thank you. Mr. Steve out there, KF5VH, are you able to come aboard and join this great party this evening? Anyone else that'd like to come aboard and be added to this list?
Victor Hotel.
All right. This is the group I'm going to work with, and this may be our final check-ins this evening. And I may not even talk much more, gentlemen, because you know what I've done through the years, and you probably don't need to hear it. But I want to hear from each of you. Mr. RMO, he has been in the extra class. He's been the assistant net manager in NCS. A very valuable member. 6 Victor, I can't go even go there. He's just too valuable. GYF, he's too valuable as well. SysOp, he's always there. And a very valuable friend. And VH website, very valuable friend. And not sure where to go with there. So I'm going to start right at the top. And you guys are probably going to end this program this evening because you don't want to hear what I've been doing. You all know what I've been doing. I've just been the net control this evening. So, RMO, KC2RMO, tell us, first of all, Gary, how things are growing up there in cold Syracuse. I don't want to hear about the amounts of snow because I can imagine. But tell us your final comments this evening.
Thank you, Kath. I'll tell you, you know, we didn't get an awful lot of snow this week. We've only gotten, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches for the week. You know, but you do an inch here, an inch there, you know, and it adds up, you know. So it's been cold. We've been, I took Steph to work yesterday morning. It was minus 10. Right now we're at a balmy 21. So, you know, things are looking up for us. There's no big snow in the forecast for the next couple of days anyway. So I'm sure we'll hit our seasonal average of 120 inches or better pretty soon. But I did want to talk a little bit about South Cars. And again, just reiterate what an awesome organization we have here and how important, you know, each and every one of you is to that organization. You know, I'm looking here on the little list of people that are logged in, and I think we were up to about 26 or 27 at one point. We're still holding at 18 that are just went up to 19 that are logged in right now. And you know, each and every one of you folks are South Cars. I mean, that's it. You are South Cars. South Cars is what you make it. And I would challenge you for the upcoming year to think about ways that you can make South Cars better. Maybe some way to use South Cars differently. What can we do better? What can we do differently? What can we innovate? And I would equally challenge you to take those thoughts and bring them to one of the rag chews and get a discussion going on that so that we can get some new ideas and we can get some things rolling for 2015. That would be just a great way to start the new year and to sustain it too. But just to reiterate everything that's been said tonight, it's been a wonderful thing to know each and every one of you, and I look forward to this year and to see where South Cars is going. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, Kath. This is KC2RMO. Back to the net.
Well, thank you, Gary, for all you do to help us with the nets. You're always there as a backup. You're always there to help, even though you have that busy schedule with family and classes. You're always willing to help us out. We appreciate that. You know, thinking of going into the seventh year, and I think of my net manager. I guess I'm going into the fourth year. You know, it's been a grand ride. You know, I've had a lot of great support out there. I don't think I have to do very much. Everyone just helps me out greatly because we all have busy lives, but we're always there to help. And I want to thank each and every one of you once again for doing what you do to help us out and to making it a grand organization and a great time. And I enjoy being there. But one of the things is, like Gary is saying, the rag chews, the Saturday evening and the Sunday evening. We need the support there. We need the extra people coming aboard just talking about anything. Maybe what's happening during that day. Is it cold? Is it hot? What you've done at the beach? What you've done out in the snow? You know, just talking to us and someone actually running it, just keeping a monitor on it because we don't like hearing it that quiet. And, you know, Gordon and I can't always be there, but maybe some of you can. So let me pick you up, Six Victor. What are some of your comments? I'm not going to actually talk about what I've done through the years, but, you know, I remember you. You were the one who brought me aboard South Cars in 2008. Not sure if you remember that, but that seems like a long time ago. a lot of water over the bridge, I guess. But we've come a long, long way, and maybe you'd like to share some of those comments with us tonight. Maybe you'd like to talk about a little bit about the changes that have gone over, or maybe you just want to make some final comments. So, KY6B, come aboard.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Well, I'd do it again in a heartbeat, and I'll leave it at that for at the moment. Let me suggest you pick up GYF first. He's way after his bedtime. He's working more than 24 hours a day on this new house, and he probably wants to get out of Dodge. Kathy, KY6V, over.
Well, I'd be happy to do that, and if you want to wait in the background, I'll pick up Steve first, and I'll actually have you conclude it this evening. Mr. GYF, can you tell South Cars, especially Gordon and I, how are things going with the household and the moving and the new house? But especially tell us about your duties with South Cars. You are such a valuable part of South Cars. You're always there. You're always monitoring us. You know, I think of when Gordon and I go up from the land to Port St. Lucie. You always know when we're not there. You're always concerned when we arrive. So you're always there. We appreciate that so much. You're such a caring part of South Cars. So tell us about your relationship with South Cars. You and I have met. You've known Gordon a long time, but you've met others. So tell us about your relationship with South Cars and what it means to you.
Let's see if I have got it. Actually, there's a lot of RF. I think it's from my cable box. Gets in. I'm glad I have the PL encode decode on my Simplex link to EchoLink. We really, here in Fort Myers, we put the link into EchoLink. And I'm talking into a 70-centimeter HT right now. Hey, Kathy, you know, you get me all choked up here. I remember the first time I laid my eyes on you. I think you were holding hands with Gordon. And I looked at Paul Schwann, N4FTD, and then he looked at me, and our eyes got bigger, and we looked back at Gordon. We wondered, what's that all about? And then it's all history. You know, folks, I really enjoy myself here on amateur radio and on South Cars in particular. Don't really know me because I don't say much, but my hobby has primarily been as a listener, you know, ever since 5 years old with shortwave. And so I'm a listener, and I enjoy listening to you all, and you're all a real pleasurable bunch to listen to. I sure appreciate you, Net Controls. And, you know, I'm just here in the background all those hours a day, and I can't be, you see my call sign there all the time. I can't be talking all the time. I don't even try. I'm mostly just listening. And I'm listening for, you know, anomalies, and I can deal with them with the conference controller and other means that the SysOp folks have. And I just appreciate y'all, your friendship that you extend to one another and to me, and you know, Mr. and Mrs. South Cars, they are really, truly the glue. And I'm real lucky here, after 30 years of ham radio, you know, I don't listen to 75 meters anymore. And so I just listen to the little HT in my shirt pocket. And, you know, I have it's a dual band. Let me see if I still got it. Hold on. Okay, official reset. I use a dual band HT. So when I'm usually listening to public radio all day long. But when a call comes in on 445.075 megahertz, that's my South Cars frequency I use here at Fort Myers, then that takes the priority, and I can then hear the calls come in. And I occasionally answer calls, you know, for the information calls especially, and sometimes relay a message to the higher-ups when such messages. And I get to hear some interesting stuff. Gordon is helping so many unusual, special people to come by, and he's such a helpful guy. And that's my knowledge base right there, Mr. KY6C. KA0GYF, Fort Myers. Doug, over.
Well, Mr. Doug, I enjoyed those final comments because I heard the different parts of your HT, I think. So, I know you're always there, and you always come aboard when someone, you know, your hospitality, when someone is not responding to another station, you'll come aboard. You're always there. You're always there when the server goes down and the parser goes down. You bring everyone back. So you're listening, but you're always there. And I think about what you're talking about, that Orlando Ham Fest. And that had to be just so funny. It was funny for Gordon and I and Paul, and you saw us together wondering what's going on. But you were one of the first that knew what was going on. And so now all South Cars knows. This has been going on with Gordon and I for 5 years. So you were one of the first, Doug. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being such a special person. And hopefully we can get together again soon. And but you never told me about the house. How are things going with the moving into the house and moving things in and finishing the carpet and the walls and the wallpaper? You didn't tell me that.
Okay. I think you turned it back to me. You know what? I'm moving 2/10 of a mile away. I don't want to move, but the seawall collapsed behind my house and it can't be repaired because the pool that's already under duress is in the way of installing a seawall. So it's a long story, and we're making lemonade out of lemons, and we're moving close by, and I'm going to have all my antennas and stuff, and this Wednesday coming, the bedrooms get their flooring, two bedrooms in the that new fancy wood called laminate, and one bedroom in carpeting, so the cats will have a nice soft carpet and a bed they can hide under. You know, cats like to sleep under the bed when the doorbell rings. That's where my cats go, under the big bed on the carpet. And so that's the plan, Kathy. We can start getting into a little bit higher gear of moving after Wednesday when the bedrooms are ready to go. But I got a lot of stuff moved over there. I make about two little trips a day. I drive straight on through, you know, 2/10 of a mile, one way. All right. Doug in Fort Myers, let's see, what else have I got to say? Well, anyway, you know, I know y'all really well, and I know you don't know me too well, but I just really enjoy my hobby of amateur radio listening. Sometimes I transmit. Kathy gets me to say things. Thanks, Kathy. K6SUN, K0GYF.
Well, thank you, Doug. You know, and you know, that's the teacher part of me. I get people to talk. You know, Gordon and I so much appreciated all those years you gave us that chocolate. It was fantastic, and it took so much time with you and Marilyn doing that. But we really, you know, we appreciated the thought there at Christmas time and the delicious. But you know, it added calories to me. Probably not to Gordon. He's losing weight and I'm gaining it. But talking about the kitty cats, my kitty cat likes to go under, I'm not sure if she goes under the bed, she goes in the closet, but I'll tell you what, 5 o'clock in the morning, she's at that door, I guess I get up about 5:20, she's at the door just whining. I go in the bathroom, she's whining on the outside. I'm surprised it doesn't wake Gordon up, but he doesn't say much. She's ready to be fed because we have her on that strict diet. I come home at night. She wants to be fed. She's on that strict diet. I'm not sure where she is right now, but she's rather quiet. So, Doug, thanks for being here. Thanks for you being you. And hopefully you'll keep in touch with us with that move. So I am going to call on Mr. VH, if that's okay, Six Victor, since you're just 5 feet away from me, and I know you can't go anywhere. So I'm going to pick up Mr. VH first. Let's see what he has to share. He's a very valuable part, everyone, of South Cars. He does our website, puts all those pictures on the site. Of course, Gordon does a lot of information on that site as well. But we want to hear from Mr. VH this evening, how things are up there in Louisiana, his relationship with South Cars. We can't convince him to be an NCS, but he's a very valuable part. So, Mr. Steve, tell us about South Cars, your relationship, where you look for in the future, and just talk to us this evening.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Hello, everyone. Happy birthday, South Cars. This is Steve, KF5VH, from Lafayette, Louisiana. And I'm here speaking tonight out of fear. Fear that the teacher on South Cars will grab a ruler and smack my knuckles if I don't say something. Just kidding, Kathy. But I enjoy South Cars. I did one of my progressions where I came back to ham radio. And at the time, I found Echolink, and I started to look around for conversations. I finally figured out that the numbers in the station list were connects. So I started visiting those groups with the higher numbers. Found South Cars, remembered it from the 1970s, late 60s, 70s, when I was on HF a lot. And decided to stay for a little bit. And it was a very, very good choice. You can always find a friendly conversation on South Cars. That's it from Louisiana tonight. And once again, happy birthday, South Cars. And Kathy, thank you for running the net tonight. K6SUN, KF5VH.
Well, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and Steve, we thank you for what you're doing with the website. You know, that has so much improved since the very beginning. And, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about it, but, you know, so many additions have been there. It's so much user-friendly. I enjoy going to that and seeing what's there. You always put pictures there of different things that are happening and different events. And Gordon actually does the schedule. And so everyone knows what's happening, when it's happening. And so it's been really great. Our association has been great. Our conversations have been great. You and I are in education, so that has been great as well. And I have quite a relationship with South Cars. Not so much the HF side, but the VOIP, and it's been a great relationship, and I'm not going to really go into mine, because it's all about you this evening. So I'm going to call on Six Victor, see what he would like to share. I'll ask for some final comments, and maybe just make some final comments, because, you know, South Cars is part of my life. Very valuable part of my life, and I appreciate what they've done for me. So, Six Victor, how about some final comments this evening? What do you think about this net this evening? I think it's been great. Over to you, KY6V.
Well, Kathy, I've been very pleased. KY6V here. You know, I'm coming away with a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's so nice to hear the shakers and the bakers that we've known through the years over the last 6 years or so with South Cars, the guys that really stepped up to the plate and got the job done. It's just a very warm feeling. and very, very much appreciated. Excuse me, did you say something to me, Kathy, 5 feet away? You don't think I'm talking? Well, I don't know. You've lost something or I've lost something. Okay, anybody out there? Steve, can you tell me? Are you hearing me? Over.
Welcome to the South Cars Conference number 96140. Connection established.
Reality and training and, you know, assistant net manager and then finally the net manager. So, Mark, you know, they had enough confidence in me. A lady. A person who felt this was a man's hobby, that I wouldn't be welcome, that I have been welcomed. And I really don't know what to say this evening to everyone except thank you. So let me see if I can get Gordon back, KY6D, and see if he can come back on board and share his comments this evening. KY6D, are you back aboard?
Well, I hope so, Kathy. KY6V, sorry about that. I had an internet interruption, but was able to get my arms around it pretty quick. Are you copying me okay, Kathy?
You're sounding loud and clear, and your usual broadcasting fantastic voice, so go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you, Mademoiselle. Sorry for the problem there. Also, I noticed that VXP wanted to contact with me. I'll let you slide that in when you're ready. I just wanted to say this was a grand program tonight. And I want to thank everybody because it just gave me a warm and fuzzy feeling. You know, we've had good times and bad times in growing this organization together over 6 years. And the people that were up front tonight, Kathy, were the shakers and the bakers. They were the people that stepped forward, stood on the plate, took charge, made it happen. And that's what it's all about. It's not only the NCSs, but the background people and the hospitality people and the SysOp people. And I want to thank Doug too, because he's been true blue in that department from day one, and he was there at day one. I'm talking about GYF. So that's the only thing I have to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And let it continue. Don't let it run out. Kathy, KY6V, over.
Well, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Thanks for those comments, Gordon. You know, and I really didn't have a chance to talk about my whole life with South Cars, but you know it, and some of the others know it, and maybe some don't want to hear it, but, you know, it's, I've gone through quite a transition, you know, from 2008 to present. I started joining South Cars. I became an NCS. I did the logs. Became an assistant net manager. I did the training, hospitality, now the net manager, which you've allowed me to do for 3 years, going on my fourth year. So, you know, I think this has been a great organization, has gone a long ways, and has a lot of potential for the future. We just need some additional help, guys out there. We need some help with the rag chews on Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully we'll get that. So, with that, I'm going to throw it over to Mr. Gary. I think maybe he had some comments he wanted to make. After you, Mr. Gordon, and then you can pick up maybe VXP after we close. But, you know, I've enjoyed this evening and the response. So, everyone, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, KC2RMO, come back aboard. Make some final comments for us this evening.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I guess, you know, you have to look at the way things shape up, you know, in the big picture. I still think it's really remarkable where I was a couple of years ago, and just looking to get an extra ticket, which I got. You know, I'm very proud of that. But where that's led, you know, a simple thing like a quest for some knowledge leads you to this pathway of knowing all these great people, and being able to participate in this great organization, and that is really kind of amazing when you think about it. So I guess the thing I want to say is just basically two things, I guess. Number one, we've got such an awesome pool of brains and talent out there. It's just incredible. And you know, I would only ask those people that are within the sound of my voice, as they say, to, you know, kind of think about, you know, maybe making a contribution of your ideas and your wonderful talents to make this organization that is your organization all that much better. And I also want to say thank you to each and every one of you for letting me be a part of this organization, because it is a superb bunch of people, and it is a source of pride that I have my name associated with it, and I think it's great. And with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, Kath. This is KC2RMO, back to the net.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary, for those nice, nice comments. And, Gordon, I see there's something in the text box from Roger. I'm not sure what he's asking, but maybe you want to check that out. You know, I have a great staff behind me and some very great participation from the audience this evening. And I really appreciate that. I thank each and every one of you for allowing me to be part of South Cars. I cannot see myself without scars in my life. So I, for one, am very thankful for the digital side of South Cars. You know, I want to thank you for allowing me to be your net manager for these past 3 years as I head into that fourth year. And never know, you may want to replace me, but thanks for allowing me to share whatever I could this evening with you and to bring you aboard. But let me just throw it out there one final time before we close this evening. We've been going for quite a while. We've had a great conversation. Let's see if there's anybody else out there that would like to come aboard. All right, I'm not hearing anything out there. You know, I see some stations. NNA is really connecting, trying to connect, and I see Fred trying to connect. So let's see if there's anybody, as I ask for final comments or any final connections this evening before I close, because we've been running our session for quite some time, and I'm sure you need some things to do and some family time. So let's see if we have any final connections.
Control, this is Alpha Alpha 3 Victor Zulu. Membership number Echo 0160. Name is Anthony here in Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Well, Anthony, thanks so much for coming aboard. I didn't pick up your whole call sign. So maybe you come back aboard, fill it again, and tell us your relationship with South Cars. Are you a member? And how you joined, who convinced you to join, and maybe your thoughts about South Cars. And thanks for being here tonight.
Okay, very good. The call's Alpha Alpha 3 Victor Zulu. My membership number is Echo 0160. And I joined the net from listening to you guys, and I thought this was a good organization to join. So whatever you guys are doing, you know, keep up the good work, and I hope you guys continue to advance. So anyway, back to my control, Alpha Alpha 3, Victor Zulu.
Well, you know, thank you so much to Anthony for joining us this evening, Alpha Alpha 3, Victor Zulu. And I think I got your membership number as 160E00, I believe. Do I have that correct?
Membership number, Echo 0160, over.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony. That's one of our early check-ins. You know, when I first checked in, I was a 200 number. It's changed, but I was very early there in 2008. So you've been an early session. I know first session was up to, I think, 103 members. And so you were there at the beginning. Thanks for being here tonight. Thanks for checking in. And this is our birthday celebration. 6 years of South Cars VOIP. We're heading into our seventh year. I, as the net manager, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, actually is heading into my fourth year, starting in February. So we wanted to have a celebration this evening, and we thank you for being here. So with that, once again, I'm going to call out for some final check-ins, and then I'm going to close this evening's net. I'm going to call it over to Gary and see if he has any comments. KY6V, any comments, and then I'm going to close. So, any other comments from anyone anywhere out there this evening on South Coast?
Okay, 6 Victor, Kathy.
All right, I have you, Mr. 6 Victor. Come back aboard. And maybe just a reminder of what's happening this weekend.
You're going to handle the reminder of this weekend, I hope. I just wanted to say, Rick, up in Ohio, I saw the text box. If you're still with us, sir, stand by. I'll call you as soon as the net is over. And Roger up there in Ridley Park, you rascal. Cogitate equals think. I think first and then I cogitate. Back to you, Kathy, KY6V, over.
All right. Thank you, Mr. G. Thank you, everyone, this evening for joining our South Coast celebration, seventh year. My year is fourth year. So we want to appreciate you being here tonight and joining our session and celebrating South Coast. But let me close this evening so KY6V and Rick can come aboard and talk. But we've had a lot of fun this evening on South Cars, and it actually has the birthday. But this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has actually been myself, Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation. This net is now closed, but a reminder out there, everyone join us for the AM connection on Saturday morning, 8 a.m., VE3MEW, KC2THO will be the backup in the NCS, and it's 8 a.m., so please join us. With that, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November saying bye-bye for now.